This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guest hosts here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there, AmericanPriority.com.
All right, we're back. We're talking to Dr. Anthony Alessi, neurologist, and again, a big part of UConn Health Center, and part of the New York Yankees. And in addition to that, he is a big part of NationalMedicalReview.com, which I talk about all the time when I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Doc, thank you for joining us on War Now.
Hey, greatly.
All right, Doc, so a couple things we got to talk about. Number one, you wanted to talk about helmets, bicycle riders. I mean, come on, Doc, you don't have to wear a helmet, do you?
Oh, my goodness, do you ever? Especially now, when you're on the road and there are so many distracted drivers out there. It's really not safe to ride a bike on the road. To be honest with you, we see more and more patients having really devastating injuries.
Right.
Because somebody's texting, somebody's doing something else, and they don't see you on the side of the road.
Right.
So it's really a tough thing. But what's interesting to me is that I've been out doing more cycling than I usually do, and I go on a trail. They have all these rail-to-trail things, and they are great to use. And I was on the one in the Farmington Valley Trail. It goes for miles and miles. I don't know. But the interesting thing is that it used to be, when helmets first came out, and I bought my first helmet in, like, 1982, it was a rarity to see people wear helmets on bicycles. Now, it's a relative rarity to see someone not wearing a helmet. So I think the point is that it's because we've emphasized for children to wear helmets when they ride a bike. Even if they're on a tricycle now, we've got them wearing helmets. So they're used to wearing helmets. But what I notice is the people who are not wearing helmets are older people, more senior people. And they are the ones who need it the most. And the reason being that as we get older, the brain gets smaller. Okay, that's just natural. That means there's more distance between the brain itself and the skull. So if you fall, right, there is greater distance for the brain to move to bang against the skull and cause bleeding. So actually, it's the older people who really need the helmet, and they're the people not wearing it. And that's why we're so worried about head injuries in adults. So you know how we have all these things now where we're going to give away, the hospital's going to give away free helmets at the daycare place today or at kindergarten. I think they should be giving away the free helmets at the senior center. I think they should go to, like, assisted living place and say, here's the free helmets, okay? You're the guys who really need it. So it's interesting that I think people think, well, I'm old, I don't really need the helmet. You really need the helmet. So I emphasize, again, for more senior cyclists like myself, make sure you have a helmet on.
I got to say two things on that. One is, what a great exercise for folks who are older to ride the bike, right? It's got to be tremendous. It's not hard on your knees. You're out and about. You're getting a good exercise. So that's number one. That's good.
And it emphasizes balance. and avoids falling.
Right.
So if you can reinforce the balance pathways, it's great. Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, no. Part two of that would be, I need to know why the brain shrinks, Doc, and why does that happen?
It shrinks like everything else as we get older.
Oh, no.
Come on. What can I tell you?
Okay.
Getting old.
All right.
It's called atrophy.
Oh, atrophy. Okay.
The muscles start getting smaller, your brain starts getting smaller.
All right. So that's topic number one. Topic two, we'll cover three today. This is, I would think, a dicey subject, but giving kids gastric bypass for kids who are, what, younger than, what, 13, 14, Doc?
Usually older than that.
Okay.
But it's an interesting thing. They did a study in the New England Journal of Medicine where they compared adolescents who had gastric bypass. Now, this study is a little bit older from when it was done, even though the results just came out, because it deals with the actual gastric bypass surgery as opposed to some of the newer bariatric surgeries, the gastric sleeve, which is the more popular one done now and much easier. So they went back and looked at a five-year period after adolescents and adults had gastric bypass. There were 161 adolescents in the study and 396 adults. And what they looked at was that the percentage of weight loss after 5 years was equal in both groups, but that adolescents had more opportunity for the remission of diabetes and hypertension. So let me explain. Sometimes the reason you're doing the gastric bypass is not just so you look better and lose weight. It's because typically in people who are obese or morbidly obese, in this case, they have diabetes and high blood pressure. And those are the things that are going to kill you when you're overweight or obese. So the idea is to control that. And they found that they had better results the earlier they intervened with these patients. So, you know, we're getting to the point where they now don't even just call it bariatric surgery. They call it metabolic surgery. So you're trying to alter someone's metabolism by doing these procedures like a gastric sleeve. To some extent, they're having a lot of success, even in the point of doing it. So there are some people that are doing it in people who are not obese, who have diabetes, to control the diabetes. In poorly controlled diabetics. So it's very interesting that this whole idea of what we thought was just, you know, cosmetic and weight loss and an easy out to losing weight is actually having a metabolic effect on people, and adolescents included.
All right, Doc, though, would you exhaust, especially when you're talking about adolescents, would you exhaust every other option before you went to this?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Correct.
Okay.
But many times in these adolescents, it's a real struggle because, you know, we've gotten away from having the family meal. You don't know what the hell they're eating, right? You don't know when they're eating. Parents aren't home. Parents are working. I mean, this is a whole socioeconomic issue right now that we have to get control of because these are the things that cost us so much money from the healthcare system.
Does anybody have that sit-down meal anymore, Doc?
I think so. We have lately.
Yeah,
actually.
Good. That's good.
Lately, since my daughter and my son-in-law have been staying with us, we've been having sit-down meals.
All right. Dr. Anthony Alessi is with us. Always an honor and a pleasure to chat with him. So we'll wrap it up with ovarian cancer. What's changed here?
It's an interesting thing. Ovarian cancer is one of those cancers that by the time you find it, it's already at stage four, kind of like pancreatic, from the standpoint that it's growing in the abdomen. You really don't know it until you start having more digestive problems, or in this case, your abdomen starts to get protuberant. So it's a real problem. But they found some new hope that in the most common form of it, the high-grade serous cell carcinoma, they found that there's an enzyme called isocitrate dehydrogenase 1. And this enzyme is something that encourages the proliferation of the cancer cells. So it causes them to grow. Let's remember, cancer is just uncontrolled growth of cells. So they're working on a way of blocking the enzyme, okay, or altering the gene that produces the enzyme. So the reason I bring this up is because this is another example of the new wave of chemotherapy, for lack of a better term, where it is specific to a type of tumor that a person may have that alters the metabolism of the tumor. So you're not having all those side effects of hair loss, killing all these other cells. You're specifically targeting a type of cell that's causing this cancer. And in doing so, it's really going to have less side effect and more beneficial effect. One of the things we know is the only way you get rid of a cancer is to destroy every cell. You can't do that with surgery. You cannot get every cell. So the more we go down this path, so we are really on the cutting edge of figuring out how to treat some very malignant cancers. And I encourage everybody and all our listeners to support as much as we can this research that we do at the NIH and at the federal level. To be very mindful when people say they want to cut the research budget, they want to cut the NIH budget, okay? That could be a huge mistake and cause a lot of people to die. So again, this research money is being put, you know, it becomes kind of a morph, right? A lot of people say, well, I haven't found a cure for cancer. We are. Okay, we're finding these cures. And the more we fund it, the more research we do, we continue to be the leaders in medical research in the world. And that's what keeps me now.
Thank you, Doc. I got to run. Dr. Anthony Alessi, neurologist. Good stuff from him. We got a split. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members.
starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You got me until Wednesday of next week. And I love it. Love every second of it. So I'm honored and privileged to be part of the USA Radio family. Thanks to Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go back in the home office. I think I can tell everybody where that is, in Dallas, I think. That's fair enough. So there we go. So I got to tell you guys a little behind the scenes inside baseball. And we'll get to the politics. I promise we'll do some politics and news. But it's a Friday night. Things are happening. Things happening here at the studio. So in the break, in that very short break after the Dr. Anthony Alessi conversation, so I saw we have a cat, like a feral cat, sort of a pet, but he doesn't let you get close to him or she doesn't let you get close to her, and lives out behind the radio station. So it's hot here in Connecticut. It's like 90 degrees today, and it's been hot all week. It's been, you know, obviously we all know it's been hot around the world, but it's been hot here. So, you know, the animals are struggling and suffering. So I feed this cat every morning, like religiously. I actually buy turkey. I don't eat like that. Turkey, like I would, if I were to go to the store, I wouldn't buy sliced turkey, but I buy it for the cat, right? So every morning the cat is waiting for me and I feed him a piece of turkey or whatever. So today I see him out back and he's just kind of chilling out, but it's hot, so I bring him some water and I put the water down and he doesn't get really, gets close enough, but not close enough for me to touch him. And then I say hi, see you later, have a nice weekend, the whole nine yards. I talk to him like he's a regular person, because he is like a regular person. And then I noticed that, I forgot my keys to come back into the building. And I'm like, uh-oh. But because I guess God's looking out for me tonight, for some reason, it never happens this way. The door didn't completely shut. So miracles do happen. So I was able to scramble back in, which is a good thing. All right. What do you guys think of this?
Pennsylvania school district sent out hundreds of letters last week telling parents who had a lunch debt to pay their children's debt. Otherwise, they would go to foster care. Now, it was an exaggeration. They never intended on sending their kids to foster care. But the idea was that these parents are not paying their bills. Now, I understand that the kids, some of these kids are coming from poorer families. But if your child has been sent to school every day without money, without breakfast or lunch, and you're expecting the school to provide that, and the school is on a pay-for-lunch type of a program, well, you know, you can't just go without paying. And in some cases, according to this school division, there were parents that owed upwards of $480 was the most a parent owed. The entire lunch program, I guess, was down $22,000. So, you can't send your kid to school if they're not part of a free lunch program with no money in their pocket and no lunch, and not expect to have to pay for that somewhere along the line, because then what ends up happening is the school is asked to absorb it, and eventually it's passed along to taxes. Now, listen, should a kid go hungry? Of course not. Never. And should the school always make sure that the kids' bellies are full? Yes! I'm not a monster. But you know there are parents out there gaming the system. They're just sending their kids to school with no money in their pocket and no lunch because they know they're going to get fed. And they're not going to pay the bill, which is, and it happened here in the state of Connecticut, too. It happened a while back where people got all bent out of shape because of it. And they should. If you're not on a free lunch program, then you have to pay. Dig deep. Hey, in 2015, we've been talking about the Gang of Four all night. You might have not seen this, but in 2015, Rashida Tlaib on Donald Trump, if you remember, she actually tweeted out, "Deport this blank hole." That's what she said. That's a tweet from Rashida Tlaib. "Deport this blank hole." That's what it says. So, imagine that. Republican frontrunner wants total and a complete shutdown of borders. That's what he said. And her tweet was, "Deport this blank hole." Now, that sort of reminds me that didn't Donald Trump just go through a similar thing here, right? It's kind of ironic that Trump's comments about Tlaib and her fellow members of the so-called squad to go back to the countries that they came from, isn't that the exact same thing? Or kind of, in a roundabout way. I think it is. I do. So, anyway, Tlaib, the Gang of Four. Irony, hypocrisy, a magical thing. We're almost at the bottom of the hour. Man, the time goes fast. USA Radio Network, War Now is what, well, actually, Raw and Unfiltered is what you're listening to. The 833-927-8255, that line is still working perfectly. So is 833-WAR-TALK. That's actually the same number. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a half hour to go. Stick around. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Jacksonville, Florida, touring and speaking at the Miller Electric Company in Jacksonville.
We've unleashed American energy and now are a net exporter of oil and natural gas to the world. We've had free and fair trade deals being negotiated, including the USMCA that goes before Congress soon, and this president signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. That's what we call promises made and promises kept, Florida.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump criticizes the French for imposing a digital tax on U.S. technology companies.
They didn't do the right thing. When they start taxing our companies, we tax our companies. They don't tax our companies.
The president also noted he prefers American wine to French wine, although he doesn't drink. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code U.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network, and the time goes so quickly. You know what I was going to talk about tonight, and we don't really have time to get into it. Maybe we'll do it one of the days next week. But, like, regrets. Do you regret anything? We had this conversation on the morning show. It really was is interesting. So, you know, people who go through their life and they do different things and there's forks in the road. And you look back, and everybody has to have some kind of regret. Yeah, maybe you took a job or you left a job too early or a relationship or whatever. I mean, yeah, listen, I'm not going to go through it because the regrets I have would be, you know, as long as the show is on. But it's just something interesting. I always think about things like that. Like, you know, you go through your life and something as simple as taking a left when you should have took a right or taking a right when you were going to take a left or going out to dinner, not going out to dinner, doing this, doing that, and your whole life can be completely different. To me, that's kind of fascinating stuff. So maybe in the near future, we'll do something on that. All right, what else can we do? Let's talk about some different things. Let's roll through some different things. Starbucks has toilet trouble. Did you hear about this? Starbucks noble gesture. Remember when Starbucks was... Well, first they took a lot of heat because they made you buy a coffee to go to the bathroom, and then they said, whoa, hey, hold on a second. That's racist somehow, right, if you remember? And so then they said, no, you can come in and do whatever you want and use the bathroom. Well, according to a report, drug users are shooting up in the coffee chain's facilities and leaving their used syringes behind. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that wonderful? So, yeah, come on over. Go to the bathroom in our facility for free, and then, of course, leave your dirty syringes around so our paying customers can walk all over them. Isn't that wonderful? Listen, people... I was going to say, I almost swore. People are just, there's goodness in everybody, I think. But if you let people sort of devolve into ugliness, it's a really fast trip, man. And people, they just don't care for the most part. So, yeah, I definitely can see this. I lived in a lot of different places. One of the places I lived in was New York for a while. And New York has, if you don't know, New York has like no access to bathrooms. So if you're walking around the city of New York and you're if you live there, you sort of have to eventually get like a feel for where there are the very few. There's a few public bathrooms, but even those ones are disgusting. So it's awful, right? And for Starbucks to back off on their original idea, which was you got to pay for something to use the bathroom, you knew this was going to happen. So the homeless folks go into the bathroom, shoot up, go to the, you know, I was going to say go to the bathroom, which I guess they probably can go to the bathroom in the bathroom. But I'm sure they're taking advantage of it as much as they can, and in some cases probably sleeping in there if they're given the opportunity. The National Institute of Health sheltered out $450,000 to provide transgender women of color with financial tips and to help them with their transition support. Researchers at Virginia Commonwealth University, which I know exactly where that is. That was one of our rivals when I was going to Old Dominion. VCU down in Richmond, I guess, shelled out. They did a study, but they followed the $453,000 that they shelled out to these transgenders, male to female transgenders, to show them basically that they're under a incredible disadvantage, including high rates of unemployment, unstable housing, poverty, etc., etc. And I guess they wanted to show them that being a transgender wasn't as easy as it was led to believe. It's not as great as it was all cracked up to be, I guess, or something like that. Let's see, a 59-year-old woman. This is kind of weird. A 59-year-old woman has regained consciousness after being in a coma. Get this, for 27 years. 27 years. She was 32 when a bus slammed into her car, leaving her in a vegetative state in the United Arab Emirates. She was kept on life support, and they treated her with special drugs and therapies, and then miraculously she woke up. Can you imagine that? First of all, can you imagine going to sleep or going into a coma or what have you,
and spending 27 years and coming. I think about what life was like 27 years ago for me. All right, so 27 years ago, I was 26. At 26, no real internet, not like we have it today. Technology wasn't nearly what we have now. But if you woke up and Donald Trump was the president and everybody carried around smartphones and they were talking to each other or texting each other, I mean, it'd be a different world, right? I mean, it's very different technology-wise than it was when I was 26. A friendly whale, that's what I said, whale, who marine experts believe was trained by the Russian Navy to be a spy, was discovered off the coast of Norway. Fishermen near the coastal village of Inga says the 3,000-pound white beluga playfully swam up to their boat wearing a harness with the words "Equipment of St. Petersburg." And they think this whale happens to be a spy of Russia. Which, you know what? I guess it's possible. It's definitely possible. I tell you, if whales and dolphins had hands, I think we would be sort of lower on the food chain. I think they'd take over for us. And here's one for you. A career criminal came to Milwaukee and attempted to rob a downtown bank solely for the purpose of getting locked up because this particular felon, this criminal, heard that the food was so good in the Milwaukee prison system that he wanted a piece of it. He's a 68-year-old former Marine who fought in Vietnam, and he compared himself to people like the people in Shawshank Redemption, and he just wanted to take part in the fine cuisine of the Milwaukee penal system. So, but they obliged him because he's certainly in there doing some time. What else do we have here? Postal Service will be broke in 5 years. Haven't we heard this before? Haven't we gone through this time and time again? The Postal Service supposedly was on the brink of destruction even when I was much younger. I don't know how they make money, actually. And I'll tell you, there's nobody in the world more angry than a United States postal worker, right? You see them in their trucks, their little trucks driving around or walking around the beach. I mean, you get the occasional guy who's super friendly or gal who's super friendly, but for the most part, man, they just got the scowl on their face. That's where the word going postal comes from, by the way. But the United States Postal Service is in danger of becoming the dead letter office. Apparently, neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom is going to save them. The USPS has endured a whopping $69 billion in net losses over the last 10 years. $69 billion. Who is running the ship over there? Change it up. Do something. $69 billion? $6.9 billion a year over the last decade? We've talked about this time and time again out in California. Piles of garbage, rat-infested typhoid now is causing some concern out there in California. Homeless people, enough homeless people to fill a football stadium, along with the rats and the garbage, are causing disease in L.A., and you're seeing more and more of that every single day. Hey, you saw where Facebook, by the way, got hit with a record fine. Did you see that? Federal Trade Commission announced that a $5 billion settlement with Facebook related to the investigation into privacy breaches has been settled. Do I get a piece of that? Do I get a piece, by the way, of Equifax? Because they actually settled as well, right? Somewhere I read where everybody, if they wanted to, they could get $150 from Equifax. But Facebook got hit with a $5 billion fine. Let's see, what else do I have here? I have a lot of neat stuff here. A lot of neat stuff. How about this? Would you pay $35 for a breakfast sandwich? So instead of bacon, egg, and cheese, in New York, there's a restaurant offering a BEC sandwich, which is beluga, egg, and caviar. The bacon has been replaced with a slice of fancy beluga sturgeon and topped with eggs and caviar for a cool $35, only in New York. Let's see. What do you do during your lunch break? Well, 50% of the people out there listen to music. 46% go to a restaurant. 44% eat in a cafeteria. Well, we're already over 100%. This is a flawed survey. Let me see. Read a book? No, nobody does that. Eat at my desk? Go outside? All right. Those are some of the things on that survey. Let's see. How much would you pay for all the streaming services combined? I don't pay anything. I think my wife pays $10 for... Is it $10, $11 for Netflix? Netflix stinks, by the way. I got to say. I mean, I surf through Netflix. You know what I've become? I have like a guilty pleasure now, and I don't know why and how it happened. But if I'm at the gym working out and it's in between news stories, because I bounce back and forth from Fox to CNN and other networks to try to, you know, obviously you got to stay up on what's going on. And it's a constant battle to keep up with all the games and the players and all that's happening. But if I get a commercial on both of those networks, I put it on the Kardashians. I can't lie to you, I do. A Missouri man thought he was being really slick by stealing hundreds of gallons of used kitchen grease, but he ended up sliding into jail, apparently after a tattoo gave him away on the video surveillance camera. Here's my question. What exactly do you use used kitchen grease for? Like, okay, so you're a thief. I get it. And you steal stuff. I get it. But why do you steal used kitchen grease? What do you use that for? What does it go to? Like, what do you do with it? See, now I'm confused. I didn't want to go into the weekend confused. Well, we still have one more segment. I can straighten it all out. By the way, my name is Lee Elsie. It's an honor and a pleasure to get a chance to share the evening with you on the USA Radio Network. Number's 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We'll come back one final segment before we wrap it up. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We do have a couple folks that we're going to try to get to before we run out of time. It goes quick. We're going to go back out to Connecticut. And Phil has an answer for me as to why you steal oil. Right, Phil?
Biodiesel.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Why do they steal the oil? Why do they steal that?
Hey, man. It's not Phil. It's Eric, by the way.
Okay, Eric.
Hey, man. Lee Elsie, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hey, listen, man, we up here are very, very proud to have you. Very, very happy and proud to have you broadcasted nationally and everything else. Myself and all my other friends, we are very glad to have you. Why would you steal oil from someplace? Because he's going to make biodiesel with it. He's making his own fuel. You refine it a little bit. It's done with heat and some filtration, and then you add a little diesel into there, and the next thing you know, you can run your diesel engines off of it.
Are you serious?
That's why you stole it, yeah. Well, if it's cooking oil from the vats that they keep out behind the restaurants, there's companies that take it and do God knows what with it. If you wanted to make a diesel engine run off of your own homemade fuel, you would refine cooking oil.
I did not know.
And it smells like French. It smells like French fries when you're driving behind one of them. They do it with power strokes. Some people put a Cummins engine in and run it off of that. And it requires a little more filtration. And in the cold weather, it requires some heat. But that's why they would do that.
All right. So you sound like you're somebody who's in the know on this. Do you have an engine like that? Do you have one?
No. Okay. But I own an automotive shop in Uncasville, Connecticut, and I do this for a living.
Okay.
I work on some of these vehicles. I've helped with some of these systems. It's mostly a DIY, do-it-yourself thing,
right,
that these people do. It's not something, you know, like a kit you can buy or something that anybody would, you know, install other than your own self. And it is to make your diesel engine run off of an alternative fuel source. And
okay,
it starts
How much would you need? Like, so if he were to steal, I don't have it in front of me anymore. But
much as you can get.
Yeah, but I mean,
much as you can get.
Is it the same as gasoline? Kind of, you burn through it that quickly, or is it different?
No. Diesel engine has a higher, way higher fuel economy rate than a gasoline engine.
Okay. All right.
I don't know, it's probably inaccurate, but I'm thinking like gas engines are, let's say, for example, 23 miles to the gallon, you know, at their worst, diesel engines probably at 40-something, you know.
Okay.
Right. A lot of people I know will, they won't steal it, but they do acquire it. Some have contracts with local restaurants. Some people have actually gone so far as to procure their own waste violator oil containers and then pick them up themselves and then make their own fuel for their vehicles. It's non-taxable. It's not something that that the DOT gets involved in. You can run your diesels off them.
Well, listen.
And it's free.
That's interesting. It really is. Thank you for sharing that, man. I appreciate it, Eric. I got to let you go because we're running short on time, but don't be a stranger, and thank you for the kind words at the beginning of our conversation. See, I learn something every night. I know nothing about that kind of stuff. Like, I want to pretend like I'm a man's man, but when it comes to doing stuff and engines and hammering nails, no, I'm clueless. All right, I'll leave you with this thought. Two things, actually. Let me see. Number one, there's a new dating term, right? And Chris maybe wants to pay attention to this. A new dating term called hobosexual. It's some...
What?
I'm not even making this up.
No, I'm not hearing what you're saying. What?
It's called a hobosexual.
I don't go that way.
It's someone who dates you for a place to live. So if... It could be a girl, too, man, right? If you got a nice place and she's digging the place and she decides to date you, she would be considered a homosexual. So, Well, last night we talked about pansexual, and a bunch of people emailed me to explain to me what that was all about. So at least that straightened me out. All right, what else do I have here? I can't do any more politics today. Let's do other things. The phrase, knock, knock, who's there, came from Shakespeare. It was in Macbeth. Knock, knock. Native Americans have the highest interracial marriage rate of any group. 58% of Native Americans marry somebody outside their race. Asians are second. McDonald's sells a quarter of their filet-o-fish sandwiches for the whole year during Lent. Because all you guys out there are so religious. And hold on to that as long as you can. I talked about the Equifax. You can get your free money. Here it is. I found it. So you can actually go online and sign up for free money, which is... You know, do that. They owe $700 million in claims. So if you're one of the ones whose identity was stolen, go online to Equifax. They'll give you some money back. We know about Epstein got attacked in prison. That's probably a good thing. I mean, he doesn't deserve to breathe the same air as I do either. All right, we're wrapping up the time. Let's go with this. So 57 years ago, Chris, the Jetsons came out. The Jetsons was one of my favorite shows as a kid. I love the Jetsons. Meet George Jetson, Boy Elroy, daughter Judy, Jane's wife, Astro. Come on. Can you believe that? It was 57 years ago, 1962. By the way, it was set in 2062, which is 43 years from now, so technically we're closer to the actual year the Jetsons was supposed to be in than when it started, which is freaky. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you to the USA Radio Network. It's always a lot of fun. Enjoy it. I'll see you guys on Monday. Jane is right.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.